What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Triggered, the last of 2024. This is episode number 542, recording on Tuesday, December 17th, but you'll be hearing this on Wednesday. It is 33 days to the inauguration. Thank God. Yes. Can't get here fast enough.
Yeah. Well, the aliens might kill us all.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Don't worry. Big story yesterday, obviously, was the school shooting that occurred in Madison, Wisconsin. Just a horrific day there. Yeah. At the Abundant Life Christian School, killing two people. Thank God it wasn't more. I mean, it could have been way worse.
No, yeah.
Shooter then died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Little questions about the shooter and their identity and all that, but nothing's really known for sure. I'm sure this is going to get memory hold by the left, given that the shooter's a female and used a handgun.
Yep.
Immediately, of course, Joe Biden came out and said, we need gun control. I noticed how no one was calling for gun control after the United Health CEO was gunned down. They all liked the shooter.
Yes.
And also, he literally, this was the most ridiculous part. He literally just pardoned his son for gun crimes.
Yeah. So Democrats really can't say anything about gun violence for like at least a generation after this kerfuffle. So,
Let's see. We got our geriatric politicians falling all over the place, to take a quote from Matt. First, we had Mitch McConnell take a nasty fall in the Senate. I think he broke his wrist and hit his head.
Yeah.
Wasn't looking too good.
Wasn't look good.
But then, even worse, on Friday, during an overseas trip to Europe as part of a congressional delegation honoring World War II veterans, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi fell and tripped down marble stairs at the Grand Ducal Palace. I don't know. I guess that's what country is that?
Luxembourg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And broke her hip and apparently had to have like a hip replacement or something. I mean, she's 84 years old and an injury at that age like that.
She could have died. Let's be honest here. I mean, so she stuck there for a bit while, you know, doing her thing.
What else we got here on the southern border? If you didn't hear, by the way, Joe Biden is auctioning off border wall materials that were already paid for by the taxpayers. They were supposed to be used to construct the Trump wall, but instead rotted away while collecting dust and now being sold as scraps because they're unusable. Take a listen to what President Trump had to say.
But now we ordered an additional 200 miles of wall. It's very expensive. And now it's about double the price of what it would have been 6 years ago. And the administration is trying to sell it for 5 cents on the dollar, knowing that we're getting ready to put it up. And what they're doing is really an act. It's almost a criminal act. They know we're going to use it. And if we don't have it, we're going to have to rebuild it. And it'll cost double what it cost years ago. And that's hundreds of millions of dollars, because you're talking about a lot of wall.
Almost criminal. I mean, it's really ridiculous what they did. We don't need to recount everything that they did on the border because it's so bad, but it really was treasonous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But
dereliction of duty.
Yeah, and already Trump is preparing a number of executive actions to take on the border crisis on day one on January 20th. And he's been in talks with foreign leaders about taking back their illegals. He's been using the threat of tariffs as leverage, and it's been working spectacularly.
Yeah.
You even had the bitch whore president of Mexico now using her police to stop the flow of illegals, which is what could have been done the entire time.
Although there was a video this weekend that showed a whole bunch of illegals crossing the Rio Grande and the Mexican police just standing there.
So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. I mean, listen, if it's 50-50, it's better than nothing.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean. It's the Mexican police, you know. It's
all corrupt and cartel and all that shit.
Carteled up.
Tren de Aragua. I think I might have got that right for the first time ever. The violent Venezuelan gang. Remember
the water gang?
Remember we were told it's only a few apartment buildings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, this morning apparently the police raided that apartment building.
Yeah.
I think everyone's getting ready for Trump to be back.
Fucking illegal alien whorehouse is what they found.
Well, they found all kinds of victims, people who were kidnapped, people who were stabbed. You know, but I was told by the left this was not a problem.
Not happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Not happening.
And apparently now the gang has expanded into Utah, and it's getting messy. But those are going to be the illegals that are targeted first for the massive roundup of deportations. Yeah. I mean,
The ones that are that actually have orders to kill police officers are obviously the ones that should go first.
Oh, for yeah, sure, I mean, for sure.
Yeah, you got and those kill orders ready.
I think that we actually are going to risk quite a few violent armed confrontations.
There's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Support for mass deportations is very, very high across the country, as seen by President Trump's landslide victory, including the popular vote. But very interesting. Good old New York, right? You would think big Democrat state. Well, more than half of the respondents to the survey say that the Trump administration should absolutely deport all these illegals.
Yeah.
And as we've covered before, Eric Adams is going to help quite a bit.
Yeah, met with Tom Homan.
Yeah.
You know, had a nice little sit down.
Everything that we said was going to happen is playing out because then all of a sudden, you know, Trump was asked about pardoning Eric Adams, and he's like, yeah, I definitely consider it.
It's possible.
Yeah, he's been treated very badly. Which, you know, the only reason, and sure, did he do illegal things? Yes.
Allegedly.
Sure, okay, whatever. But the only reason that he was ever indicted was because he dared to oppose the Biden administration, right?
Yeah.
It's a total weaponization of the justice system, and in that case was trained on a Democrat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we know the double standard and Democrats doing all kinds of illegal things and always getting away with it. But, you know, dare to speak up against
the border stuff. Yeah.
You
got to go.
I was going to say the Fuhrer might be a step too far. Maybe. But, you know, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. So, OK, so the story that is dominating, I guess I'd say social media more so and the regular media to an extent, is the national security concerns over the hundreds of drones flying over our country. And so there's been a few new developments here since we last recorded last week. So first, the media, you know, really went into a frenzy, and then the government all of a sudden's like, nothing to see here.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be concerned whatsoever.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Which makes me even more concerned, first off.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they're not drones, they're planes. And I'm like, there's videos. People have watched the drones fly low level over their houses.
I don't hear any jet propulsion underneath them, those drones.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they've flown over multiple national security sites. You know, we've talked about the sites in New Jersey. Well, just last night, now these drones are expanding to other states further in from the coast in Ohio.
Yeah.
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base had to be shut down due to drones flying all over the place.
Yeah.
And apparently there was also drones reported over D.C. over the weekend. That video was...
That turned out to be planes.
Yeah, I was about to say, that one seemed more to me like planes on approach to Reagan Airport. Yeah. You know, that happens.
Yeah. Everybody's on high alert now because, you know, our government's not doing anything.
Well, and that's good. That's good. I think that people should be on high alert.
Absolutely.
And of course, how can you trust the Biden administration not to lie to us?
Exactly. Especially when they say that they've reviewed 5,000 reports over a couple of days. That's bullshit.
No, that's total bullshit.
John Kirby just totally lied. Yeah. He pulled a Susan Rice and totally fucking lied to the whole country saying that, oh yeah, you know, we definitely... This is the administration that is known for lying, and we're supposed to believe that they've interviewed over 5,000 people, got detailed notes, filed all these reports, reviewed everything, and said, oh, they're all civilian unmanned aircraft?
Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Well, and to me, it's like, I'm not going to recount all of the don't believe your lying eyes, because everyone's heard that before from me, but really, an administration that told us that the surrender in Afghanistan was nothing but an unrivaled success, right?
Yep.
That the border wasn't being invaded, that inflation wasn't up.
Yeah.
You know, you could go through the list and it's just like...
It's going to break through because it's not just the tinfoil hat people or even conservative media. We have Senator Andy Kim of New Jersey having footage, caught footage of the drones. Apparently, Michael Schellenberger, a journalist, has audio of a conference call that the Biden White House had with mayors.
Mm-hmm.
The mayors are absolutely livid. One of them was like, what are you talking about? There were two vehicle-sized drones over my house.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean?
Oh, I know.
That was the one
that I was talking about when the guy was like, I literally saw it with my own eyes.
And there was I didn't hear any jet propulsion. It was hovering.
Yep.
What is going on here? And, you know, even the don't believe your lying eyes ain't selling with Democrat mayors. So something's going on. I mean, you have a News Nation reporter who was like, you know, Joe Skeptic about it. He went to the fucking Jersey Shore and saw like seagulls coming off the ocean, all these drones coming out of nowhere. And he was like, yeah, there's something going on.
Oh, totally.
I can't. I'm now a believer. So
you
all got to be like Fox Mulder now and just the truth is out there
yep.
until we get a new president in there.
All right, so on the welfare front, because that's still moving in certain things.
Yeah. And, it's only the state stuff, though. All the federal stuff is dead.
Oh, yeah, that's totally done. Yeah. Well, first, a nice legal win for Trump in the ABC News lawsuit, scoring a huge win, a $15 million defamation lawsuit. That money will go to Trump's presidential library, which is going to be the most beautiful library you've ever seen in your life. I wonder where we'll have it. Maybe Florida?
I think he'll call it the George Slopodopoulos Hall.
Yeah. Well, the best was right after that news broke, Slopodopoulos deleted his Twitter.
He deleted his Twitter.
Whatever you want to call him. Yeah. He did. And now just this morning, Trump filed a lawsuit against the Des Moines Register and Ann Seltzer over their ridiculous final poll. You know, I don't know that you'd be able to win something like that, but I do love that he's just taking the fight to them now. And I think you're going to see quite a bit of that.
At least we'll get, maybe we'll get, I mean, if this goes to discovery, which I doubt it will.
Right.
But I want to see how she got to that +3.
Well, it's called a fake poll.
I want to see the question because she didn't release any of that stuff. Yeah. All she said was
no methodology.
Yeah. Nothing.
I do believe that in the end, they may settle and admit fault and to avoid this actually going through. Yeah. But, another legal situation, the, ever-evolving case of January 6th. Here we are 4 years later and still learning new info that we all knew.
Oh, yeah. Right?
We all knew that there was a ton of FBI informants there in the crowd that day, including Mr. What's his name? Ray Epps, allegedly.
Ray Epps,
to cover my own ass there. Yeah. But the DOJ Inspector General now has revealed that there was a ton of FBI informants and potential agents in the crowd. 30 of them in there. Yeah. Yep, and some of them entered the Capitol and never faced prosecution for that. No surprise there. But we don't know. What I want to know further is, what role did they play in encouraging the crowd? Because we've seen videos, right?
If it's more than a dozen, they had to say something.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's ridiculous. Yep. The mob mentality, please.
Yep.
But remember, they didn't order. The FBI didn't order their... Not their undercover agents, their confidential human sources, which is the same fucking thing, to go into the Capitol. So it's ha-ha, conservative media, you got proven wrong again. Like, no.
No, I know.
Did you even read your own articles?
Let's see what else we got here. Some Trump wins already. He's not even president yet. He's already stacking the wins for us. Of course, we talked last week about how he's essentially really the president at this point.
Yes.
Well, just the other day when – what was this? I guess it was yesterday. Wow, this week feels so long already. It's only Tuesday. Yeah. But just yesterday morning, he held a press conference at Mar-a-Lago to announce a new deal with SoftBank, I believe, to invest $100 billion? Or $100 million?
Yeah. No,
It was $100 billion.
Yeah, it was $100 billion. But didn't they up it to $2 billion?
Well, he's like, maybe we could double this. And the CEO's like, you're a great negotiator. apparently, it's going to create 100,000 jobs here in the United States, construction and banking and all kinds of stuff. So that's great.
That's more jobs than Joe Biden ever created in his 4 years as president.
That is true. That's very true. See, the Biden corruption continues to expand, though, because he's releasing a slew of pardons lately in the last few days. And three Chinese spies were pardoned, which I found very interesting, convicted of espionage against the United States. And in addition, another Chinese, whatever you want to call, criminal, who faced convictions of possessing over 47,000 images of child pornography, also pardoned. And apparently Biden's pardon count is going to be an all-time record.
Like 8,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, a lot of them were in that bulk pardon of 6,500 just a couple days before the election when he was trying to buy the black votes lower-level marijuana convictions. So, you know, I'm not necessarily against that.
But China porn, but, man. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, but when looking at these other ones that are coming out, and there's still talk of preemptive pardons for a bunch of other people, including Fauci and Liz Cheney, who by today, in a report, was just referred for prosecution over the January 6th committee fiasco.
All right.
So that I think you're going to see a lot of news on that coming out, and they'll probably try to drop it over the Christmas holiday. Of course, we will still have coverage for you at townhall.com over the entire holiday, and we'll keep you updated there. And if I found this one really interesting. Mm-hmm. On Monday, Senators Dick Durbin and Brian Schatz introduced a plan to abolish the Electoral College.
By a constitutional amendment, right?
Yeah, it's not going.
Well,
no, I know. But I just find it fucking hilarious, given we won the popular vote.
I know.
Also, we're a republic. We're a constitutional republic, not a democracy, as everybody loves to fucking parrot. And I hate when people say that.
Dude, they love to jerk off to those popular vote numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
This is ridiculous.
There's a reason that the founders did it this way, and the Constitution has not failed us thus far. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Let's see, on the nomination front, looks like we're going to get Hegseth in for defense secretary. Yeah. Looking good for RFK, looking good for Tulsi Gabbard, even though the media turned their fire on them, as we discussed last week.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone else was non-controversial. You know, Marco Rubio and Scott Bessent.
Most importantly, Cash Patel.
Oh, Cash Patel is going to, he's going in,
He's going to cruise through, so.
And I'm not sure if it was on the last episode, but.
Oh, he got spied on.
Did he?
I forgot about that. Cash Patel, when he was, you know, at Trump's DOJ interview, you know, trying to get to the bottom of the Carter Page fiasco, the FBI had a counterintelligence probe on him.
Classic. Yeah.
And only until 2022 was he were the telecom companies finally able to tell him, oh, by the way, the FBI was collecting your data.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, not
out of control. There. Well, all those people are going to be fired soon, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting with their returning to work order here in D.C., which is really going to fuck traffic bad. I'm not looking forward to that, but, you know. And for the government bureaucrats who refuse, apparently, they will be fired over that.
Oh, good.
Doge is looking at all kinds of cuts, and people around here are really freaking out, which is nice.
They named two more advisors, I saw.
They're
filling in the depth chart there on
I don't remember the names, but
it's coming along.
It's gonna be interesting.
And everybody approves of the transition too.
Mm-hmm.
They see it as quote unquote normal, which is just liberal media being ridiculous. What normal?
I know.
You know what I mean. Okay, fine. They can't think, you know. The Congress is more MAGA than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be the Collins Murkowski problem.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I'm actually considering maybe there should be some sort of secondary protocol to lock those two in a bathroom or something when there's something because we can't have it. We can't have this.
Yep. Totally forgot to hit this in the lawfare segment up in New York in the Trump hush money case. Judge Juan Merchan, who we all know is a total piece of fucking shit, ruled that the Supreme Court's test for presidential immunity does not apply here. So we'll see about that. Yeah. That'll be really interesting. Yeah. However, he has not ruled yet on the efforts to totally dismiss the case now that he's president-elect. Remember, that was like put in an indefinite hold.
Yep.
Also, we have the New York Court of Appeals that could play a role here. And that could go to the Supreme Court for a ruling in this spring's term.
Oh, so just give it up.
Yeah. And all eyes will be turning to the Supreme Court because, of course, as we discussed, we have two older great conservatives on there that may consider retiring, although Alito said he's not going anywhere, so I would hold him to his word on that. I do think
Sotomayor might go.
We'll see.
Her health, not good.
I do think that Clarence Thomas may retire.
Yeah. I can see that.
But also, on the Sotomayor thing, the Democrats tried to get her to go.
Yeah, that might have basically given her like that, well, fuck you, I'm staying.
Yeah.
Which is what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if she lasts
years. We'll see.
Yeah.
She's really depressed, though. I don't know if you've seen Sotomayor. She's like, I get beaten to shit on every single argument. So it's not fun right now. Okay, well, then you can retire.
That's also because every single one of her fucking arguments is retarded.
It's bad. Yeah.
Brown Jackson. Yeah. Yeah.
Who apparently is now starring in DC's queer version of Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I saw that.
Doesn't she have work to do?
Well, you would think, but who knows? So that's about all we got there, I think, for the news.
But the good news is, in 34 days.
Right? Yeah. Oh, what's this one? PolitiFact put out their lie of the year?
Yes. It was eating the dogs, eating the cats.
Oh.
Not Hunter, not Joe Biden. I'm never going to pardon Hunter.
We also knew that they were, in fact, eating the dogs and cats.
Yeah,
so
they were chopping up stuff that wasn't street food there, so.
Yeah. I was at a party on, what was it, Saturday night, Christmas party, and There was a guy there walking around doing the Trump impression. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets. Everyone's having a good time. So the conservatives here in D.C., we're ready to roll. And we're going to take this town back, like you said, in 33 days. And the Democrats are going to melt the fuck down, get ready for the liberal media to be full hair on fire 24-7 again, just like the
old days. It's not going to resonate as much, though.
No, I know, because nobody trusts them anymore.
Nobody trusts them anymore. Even, I think, the Democrats are tired. They're like, they're just like, we fucking lost.
Yeah.
Yep. It was also, that's also a tacit acknowledgement that they all knew that Kamala sucked ass as a candidate.
All right, so
yeah, this is the greatest Christmas in a long time, to be honest with you. It's been 4 years of darkness, and now it's like, yay.
Yeah, we have a lot to be grateful for and thankful for this Christmas, and get some celebrating in and be ready, because in January it's going to be pretty crazy. And so from us to you, we would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas. We're saying Merry Christmas
again.
There's no Happy Holidays bullshit here.
Happy Hanukkah, too. Hanukkah is later this year, I believe.
I'm surprised it hasn't started yet, actually. When does it start?
It's late this year.
Yeah, so happy Hanukkah, and a happy New Year, and a joyous Kwanzaa, I guess, for the fake CIA holiday.
For those at the J. Edgar Hoover building, happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the next 2 weeks in the free state of Florida and the nice warm weather, and we will see you in 2025.
See you then.